Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, Kevin and I are going to tell you about our celebrity cruise vacation, or as I like to call it, the Tracy Was Right episode.
Woohoo! Yay!
I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, client services manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Agent consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And back in our production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Hi.
Again, thank you guys for being here. Thank you, everyone at home, for listening and watching. Yeah, Kevin and I did celebrity much at the, I don't want to say the right word, not advice or you telling us to do it.
Her excitement got us excited.
Because of the shows we did with you.
Yeah.
And we kept saying, we got to try this. We got to try this.
We were so nervous, Chris and I, when we knew you were leaving. We were stalking your social media, trying to see if you liked it. They haven't posted anything. Do you think they're hating it? They don't want to say. We were so nervous because we knew it was us hyping it and us talking about it. And it's like, oh, man.
Please be good.
Yeah, please be good. Please be good.
It was good. We did a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise back in August of this year.
Out of Miami,
correct. Stopped at San Juan, St. Thomas, and St. Martin. We are not going to talk about the stops. We've talked about stops before. This is not going to be a day-by-day of our cruise. This is more our impression of this cruise line. And as if you could not tell, we are very, very impressed with this cruise line. Got to tell a little bit about sort of a background about where we're coming from when we look at this cruise. Kevin and I book suites. I know not everyone can afford a suite. I know not everyone is interested in a suite. This is just what we do. So this is how we are going to approach what we do. We usually book, we usually book Royal Caribbean, and Royal Caribbean has what they call the Royal Suite.
The Owner Suite.
The Owner Suite. Shoot, that's right, the Owner Suite. The Royal Suite is above it. We looked for the equivalent of an Owner Suite on Celebrity, and we were on the Equinox or the Equinox, depending on who said it. And we booked the Celebrity Suite. So our impression of Celebrity started well before we even got to the ship. Tell a little bit about what we experienced.
We've sailed Royal many, many times, and we stay in the Owner Suite, which is a concierge-level suite. It's a large open room. Off to one side, there's a bed, and there's a TV on both. There's a room divider with a TV on both sides, but it's an open space. And there's some amenities in that room that we find really important. So, as John said, we booked the equivalent on the, they pronounced it the Equinox. Everybody else on the ship said Equinox. We booked the Celebrity Suite. About 3 or 4 weeks beforehand, I got a call from Celebrity, and I got a call from my concierge, and she wanted to know what she could do for us. And I thought, well,
what does that mean?
What do you want? What are you intending to do?
I don't know what to ask.
She said, well, part of your suite, you can have alcohol in your suite. You're allowed up to 2 bottles of alcohol every 2 or 3 days. And I said, well, John and I don't drink. And she just got really quiet and she said, Mr. Close, no one has ever asked us to remove the alcohol from the room. I said, well, we're traveling with some folks who drink wine. Could we take the alcohol out? She said, sure, we'll put wine in your room. The other thing she asked, she said, there's a mini bar. What would you like in the mini bar? And I thought, this is where I tell them Reese's peanut butter cups, right? I said, we drink bottled water, Diet Coke, Diet Sprite, and I am a huge fan of diet iced tea, sugar-free iced tea. And she said, well, we do have that on the ship, and we could put some of those in your room. So when we got there, our refrigerator was filled with things we could drink, and we had a wine cooler, which was kind of funny because they filled it with bottled water.
That's where we put our snacks in the wine cooler.
So she also asked if we wanted to eat in any of the specialty restaurants. She made us dinner reservations. She asked us if we wanted any other thing else, if we wanted spa appointments.
Can I just say, too, about the dining reservations? We kind of said to her, you know, this is why we're doing it. We're experiencing it. We don't really have a plan. She suggested, why don't you do this restaurant on this evening? This will work better for you. This is a day at sea, or this is a day. So she really helped us plan when we didn't even think about that stuff.
And there were other restaurants that we said we were interested in. She said, you shouldn't. These were the only two restaurants that she thought might be crowded and that a reservation would be suggested. So she was great help. Jump ahead to the day before we arrive. we went down to Miami a day early just so we would be in Miami when on the day the cruise started. And they called us and they wanted to know what time we were going to be at the port. And I thought, I don't know why. You know, the jaded part of me is like, what do you want to know? She said, well, what we're going to do is we'll have a concierge person out front and we'll walk you through the check-in process. So when we pulled up and took our luggage, they had a concierge bellman take our luggage, and they walked us into the terminal. They walked us through the check-in process. We waited in no lines, and then they walked us to our room. And that has I'm going to jump ahead. The rooms on both ships were within pennies of each other as far as cost.
It was exactly the same price we would pay on Royal versus Celebrity.
We had a wonderful stateroom attendant on our ship, but we had a butler. And every day he would bring us snacks and ask us if we wanted anything. And he kept saying to us, you guys don't ask for anything. Are you just being shy? And we're like, we're not shy. We just don't. We're kind of self-sufficient. We don't need butler service. But I couldn't believe the level of service. It was incredible. And this was before we got on the ship.
So this sounds like the time we were on the Oasis and I had Star Class.
It's exactly what it felt like.
Right. So Royal Caribbean has that above the owner's suites. They have these new class on some of the ships where it's Star Class for like the higher end suites. So it sounds like that, where there's the contact ahead. They have the drinks for you. They meet you. They walk you through. So it sounds like on Celebrity, you were getting the upgraded service that Royal offers, but not at that price.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The difference in our room, I want to just stay for a second, where I told you on the Royal Suite, the Royal Caribbean ship, the owner's suite is kind of one large room. There is a divider between where the sleeping area and the rest, but it's not closed. It's not a wall or the door. This was actually a one-bedroom apartment. Our living space was smaller by comparison because there was a wall, but I mean, it was ample. We had a dining room table for six people, which is great because we both work while on cruises. And it was ample space. We had a beautiful wet bar.
A walk-in closet, giant master bath, and a half bath in the living room area.
We had a guest bathroom when you first came in our room. And you think to yourself, well, that's not really necessary, but it worked. Mm-hmm. We had it. We also had a beautiful balcony. We had a hot tub out on our balcony. And this is the same exact cost as the owner's suite on Royal.
The only thing I would say is I think, in my opinion, the hot tub on the balcony is a waste of space. Mm-hmm. I would rather have a full balcony than have that there. I never used it, never thought about using it. So that wasn't important to me. Celebrity, much like Royal Caribbean, has a suite restaurant just for suite guests. The food was unbelievable. The food was a five-star restaurant quality. Would you go that far as to say it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We ate in the specialty restaurants. We ate in two of them. And on both nights, we thought the food in the suite restaurant. Now, this restaurant is only set up for guests in suites. It's called Lumine, and the staff couldn't have been nicer, and you could order off their special menu, which wasn't huge. Each night was limited, but they also brought you the menu for the main dining room.
So a couple nights we ordered stuff off the main dining room menu, and it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as what we had in the suite restaurant, but it was very good food. I don't remember thinking of this was lower quality than what we had. It was just
It was just different. The food in the suite restaurant was, fancy's a hard word to say.
I think it felt like it might have been the difference between someone preparing 40 meals a night versus someone preparing hundreds of meals a night. Mm-hmm. That was the way I would describe the difference in the food. But again, the food in the regular restaurant seemed great to me.
Yeah, we ordered several nights. We ordered things from that menu. Mm-hmm. So it was wonderful.
We like the main dining room on Celebrity. We've eaten it a few times. And I find comparatively to what we've had recently with Royal Caribbean, I found it a higher quality for sure. Did you get to do the buffet at dinner?
We did. Mm-hmm. We did the buffet twice. And I'm going to say this. The problem was we were spoiled. Mm-hmm. When you have this suite restaurant, it is almost empty. You have the attention of everybody there. I don't have to get my own food. And they would get me anything I wanted. Mm-hmm. Like if we were looking at the menu and something didn't appeal to us or we wanted to change, they would absolutely change it. So that's the difference. The food in the buffet was good, mm-hmm. but it was like, oh my gosh, now I have to go and get my own food. How, you know, barbaric.
That's how we felt with Coastal Kitchen when we were in the suite on Oasis. We found once we were in Coastal Kitchen, we didn't want to go anywhere else.
Exactly.
Once you have that private space.
It's quieter.
Yep.
It's more personalized attention. The other thing that I have to say came with our suite, which, again, isn't a big deal for John and I. We each got the premium drink package included in the price of our suite. So any place we wanted to go, we could have anything we wanted to drink. One night, we were out a little bit later than normal, and we stopped. There's a gelato stand. Mm-hmm. And I tried to give her my card to pay for it, and she said, oh, no, you're in a suite. Mm-hmm. You can have pretty much whatever you want.
You do.
In the suite restaurant, Lumine, anything – now, our travel companions did not have the premium drink package with theirs. But in while you're dining, you could have anything you wanted to drink.
They were in a junior suite.
Sky Suite.
Between the two ships, I'm confused.
Yeah.
They were in a Sky Suite, which was beautiful, and it was big. I was mm-hmm. surprised at how big this was. Much bigger than the junior suites on
Now, Royal. We would take that suite, except for the fact that I have a special need. I cannot use a shower-bathtub combination. My room has to have a standalone shower. I fell out of a bathtub in Germany, and it just doesn't work. If the suite that our friends had that standalone shower, that would be perfectly big enough for John and I.
So I want to talk a little bit about comparing the two. They paid about $2,000 less than we did. And we did a little bit of a comparison. Kevin mentioned we got the premium drink package, which was $500 and something a person if they had to purchase it. We had free Wi-Fi included, which was $100 and something a person that they had to add. We had free laundry. Mm-hmm. I did laundry every single day, and I added it up, and it came to about $250 worth of laundry.
Well, we didn't actually do it. We handed it to someone else.
We did it.
That's why it's free, because you have to wash your own. Here's the machine, Mr. Matt.
See that hot tub? Would be fine with me, believe it or not.
See that hot tub on the balcony?
But laundry services, you know?
Yeah, your laundry service is free. Every specialty dining was included. We went to specialty dining two nights. Ours was free. Mm-hmm. They paid. One night it was $100. Another night it was $80.
That's for two people.
Right. For two people. There was something
Your
else.
Your gratuities were included.
Our mm-hmm. gratuities were included.
You probably got a $300 onboard credit.
We did?
Yep.
Yeah. So let me say with the Sky Suite, my guess is they booked on some kind of a discounted rate, because the Sky Suite would normally get the Go Best, which is those four inclusions. So if they booked, for example, on a senior rate, they couldn't get the Go Best.
I think it was a Florida resident rate.
Right. That's why they didn't get it. So if they booked a Sky Suite without one of those discounts, theirs would have included the premium beverage package, the unlimited Wi-Fi, the $300 onboard credit, and the prepaid gratuities. They would not get the free specialty restaurants, I don't believe. I think that's just the higher level suites mm-hmm. that get that. They would still have access to Lumine as well.
We really enjoy sushi. And there was a restaurant on the ship called Sushi on Five, and it was a la carte. And we would go in there and order. When we go to a sushi place, that table gets covered, and we would order everything and just walk away.
And that's the exact same way it was for us on the Royal Caribbean in the Star Class. Now, the Star Class over what you were on Celebrity, we're talking a difference of probably for most families $5,000 to $8,000.
That's a big difference
over what you paid.
Yeah,
yeah, we realize that not everyone travels this way, mm-hmm. but we can only compare apples to apples, you know?
My opinion is that the extras we got for our suite were in excess of $3,000 in actual dollar value.
Right.
When you think about what we got versus what they didn't get, so much so that we've rebooked on board and they're booking the same suite.
Right. So what you want to do when you're looking at the Sky Suites or any of the suites, really, you want to look at the Celebrity price if you take a senior or a Florida resident discount, or if you don't. Because even in any stateroom category, you can add the Go Best program with Celebrity. So we did it, for example, in our veranda. you add Go Best, where you still get.
Oh wow! So you can actually
add it with the reservation, at the point you're making the reservation, and it's a discounted amount off the total. So for example, we went to Alaska, we added it, so we had the premium beverage package, the unlimited Wi-Fi, the prepaid gratuities, and the $300 onboard credit, and it ended up costing. I think it was for us on that particular cruise. It does vary. Ended up costing us about another $700. $300 of that was onboard credit.
Exactly.
The plus Wi-Fi our gratuities were paid. We both need unlimited Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I always compare for clients. Let's look at Go Best or Go. You know, there's also Go Bigger, Go Better if you don't need all four. And then once you are done, look at that. Then look at the discounter rate where you're paying for all the stuff extra and see if it's worth it. And sometimes it's not.
I think ours was completely worth it.
Absolutely 100% worth it.
Now, I will say, I know we're not going to dive deep into this, but there is a difference in the Celebrity Ship. I found the Celebrity Ship.
Yeah, we should talk about that a little bit for sure.
Much less. It was much more residential. We talked about that when we were on the Viking cruise. There was a casino, but the casino was smaller, and most of the space seemed much more residential. There weren't the open soaring spaces that there are on the Oasis or the Allure.
Yeah, and the Equinox is only like 2,800 guests,
right?
As opposed to 5,000 or 6,000.
It never felt small,
right?
But it didn't feel like that Las Vegas hotel,
right?
That some cruise ships have. This was more furnishings you would find in someone's home as furnishing, mm-hmm. as opposed to furnishings you would find on a cruise ship. Our stateroom looked like a residential designer had designed it. I mean, this had furniture you could buy in furniture stores. It was lovely.
And they had a shopping area. They had some things you'd find on any cruise ship, mm-hmm. but it wasn't this whole big, giant, open, expansive space. It was much more intimate. I do want to talk a little bit about clientele. This did not feel to me like a cruise that children would enjoy. There were kids on our cruise, and I think for the most part, they probably went to the pool, but one day they were running up and down the stairs. Mm-hmm. So I think that this really is for an older crowd, and that could just mean people who are at a certain stage in their life, as opposed to just
or
being
who
retired.
Have developed a certain level of travel.
Right.
If that's what you're looking for, and it doesn't matter what age you're at, if this is the type of travel, all of the cruise things that were there for me, I'm going to be honest, I don't go to the nightclubs. I don't go to the shows.
Yep, there were nightclubs and there were shows and all of that was available. It's just not our thing.
The TV had a wide selections of movies that were included. They did have pay-per-view movies, but there was a vast array of what you could watch for free. Movies.
So again, I don't believe that this is a cruise for kids.
Yeah, they do have the kids programs, and Celebrity is trying to get more family focused. But I would agree with you. And in fact, one of the nights we were at the shows, one of the comedians made a joke about not very many kids on board, and like all the adults were cheering, like they didn't.
But again, I think the thing is this is that type of cruise. If you're looking for that, this is where you found it.
Now we didn't go, and I regret this. But there were a couple of shows through the course of our week where we would talk to other people. And one man explained, I forget what the name of the show was, I apologize, but it's the big main stage show that they show twice in the course of a cruise. And he said they received 7 standing ovations within the midst of the show. And he said it was as good as anything he had ever seen on Broadway. And I thought that was saying a lot. I can't vouch for that personally, and I don't know what his taste level was, but we kept hearing about how great the shows were.
Chris and I went every night when we were on board to a show and enjoyed every one of them. Not all of them were superb. Not all of them were Broadway quality, but we enjoyed every one of them. And we can't always do that on other cruise lines. So I think, I got to tell you, I wanted to say as well, you're talking about clientele. If I have couples asking me about a honeymoon, I think this is a good honeymoon cruise.
I agree.
I think it's a good adult cruise mm-hmm. without it being a seniors cruise.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying that was the other thing too, is we were under the impression that it would be an older crowd.
Yeah.
And while I think there are people older than us for sure, we saw them on the cruise, I don't believe it was skewed much right. older than us.
You'll see it a little bit more on that line with different itineraries. So a longer European itinerary, you'll see it skew more older. On our Alaska cruise with Celebrity, it's skewed a little bit older. You'll see it less on a Caribbean. So the potential is there, yeah. but I find that there was enough of a range across the board. It just felt like we were always in adult space.
Yes,
and
exactly.
it fits us.
I would describe this as this is more of a quiet luxury.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a flow rider.
Yeah.
There was not a rock climbing wall. You know, this was a more quiet luxury, and I enjoyed that. But we're at that point in our life where that's more our speed. I'm not doing the flow rider. I also found it on the bigger cruise ships, I think there's so much activity planned. This seemed a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what you were looking for as far as, oh, when we get off the cruise ship. In the ports, I know we were going to talk about ports, but there was a Celebrity person there handing out bottles of water and a towel. And I think to myself, other cruise lines sell you the bottle of water before you got off the ship. We were handed bottles
of water.
And
again, they didn't know we were on a suite. This
no,
was for
they didn't
anybody.
Ask any questions.
We ran into a couple of listeners, couples. One was a couple, and they were a little bit, I would put them a little bit younger than us. And they were traveling with one of their mothers mm-hmm. who was older. And he came up to us at one point and he said, how do you like the cruise? And you know, he said, we're enjoying it. He said he preferred Royal Caribbean. He felt like there was more for him to do at night.
At night.
More excitement, more energy at night, as opposed to the sailing. So again, not for everybody.
Right.
But again, it certainly appealed to us, for sure.
I found this more luxurious than a Royal Caribbean cruise. Mm-hmm. And it's the luxury that I am looking for at this point in my life. I found this service spectacular.
Yeah.
I find it fits in between the Disney and the Royal Caribbean as far as service, food in the main dining room. I found, and in some ways for me personally, I would prefer a Celebrity cruise just because, like you had said, where we're at in our lives, we like the quiet and we like finding our own space. Like our, one of our favorite things to do was to sit in the cafe and play cards in the afternoon and enjoy some specialty teas. So I found like if fit what we want. I don't want the activity and the loud noise and the nightlife. That's not what we're looking for. And it just really, it fits us. When we got on there and after our first one, it was like, yeah, this is us. Yeah. This is how we like to do this.
But the nice thing is that Royal Caribbean and Celebrity, because they're the same company, owned by the same company, they have a reciprocal loyalty mm-hmm. program. We are the one of the highest levels on Royal Caribbean, and it turned out we were sort of a mid-level on Celebrity, and they explained to us, well, this was the highest you could go based on your Royal Caribbean level. So we got some perks from that. However, the suite perks were better than any of those perks.
Right.
We went into the casino, and we enjoy the casino.
Something else I wanted to mention. Good.
And what when you are, you get casino loyalty perks, and on Royal Caribbean, we had kind of one of the highest levels of that also. When they showed us the Royal Caribbean, even the highest level,
the
Celebrity perks according that go along with the casino, all of the things that were in the suite were actually better than the highest level of the casino perks.
I want to mention, too, that as suite guests, we had the fee waived at the casino. So there's a savings there. If you're going to go to the casino and take money on the room to gamble with, you automatically have that fee as waived. So
I think we need to say one more time that not everyone travels this way. And I guess we were just talking about the amenities and what's available to you. We compare the way we travel on Royal Caribbean with the way we travel on this and Viking.
Again, I got to go back to, I didn't know that you can add go better, go best, go biggest, whatever it's called. I don't know.
Yeah.
Small, go smaller. I didn't realize you could add that to any stateroom.
You can. Now it's not this, like your suites are a different level. Some of the things that you got,
right.
But those four main ones, you can add it to anything. I think it's Ocean View and up, not inside,
okay.
But Ocean View and up, you can add it. And each cruise and length of cruise will have a different amount of what that is per person. But it's worth it. And we can add it to the right to the reservation. It's prepaid before you get on board. And if you do all four, you automatically get the free upgrade from the classic beverage package to the premium. I don't drink alcohol. I loved having the premium package for the week. It's not worth it for me to pay the $500 and some for the week, but because of the way it worked in this package, it maybe cost me, I would estimate about maybe $180 to $200, but just the fact that I could have specialty teas when I wanted.
Especially coffees are included, yep. Teas, this any soft drink anywhere.
Anywhere.
That you want to go.
Cans, not just fountain.
Right. Cans. That's
that
a big deal.
That was the other thing that was shocking.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about cans.
Well,
it's true.
It wasn't gun soda. It didn't come out of a soda gun. I thought it was wonderful. Smoothies, mm-hmm. Milkshakes.
Yep.
It was all included.
Yeah.
They also had a small bakery coffee area. Mm-hmm. And all I can tell you is the bakery items looked like you would find in an actual bakery, as opposed to cruise ship baked goods. We mentioned several times throughout the course of the cruise that they must have a world-class baker on board.
The baked goods on this cruise were unbelievable.
And everything in that cabinet is complimentary,
right, that's
to everybody.
Free, yep.
So you think you talk about, you know, you have to mention that not everybody travels like this. I didn't travel in that suite and at that level on Celebrity and loved it just as much as you did. So it's not necessary to still get all of the feelings that you got from it.
The only thing that I think surprised me a little bit that was an addition was the gelato. I felt like if you have a gelato place in the middle of a ship or ice cream place in the middle of a ship, that should be free.
The fact Disney that charges were, for their ice cream, too.
Yeah, this was the only thing that kind of threw
Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean
has the ice cream shop.
Yeah,
and it just felt weird to me. It was like, I think, I want to remember. I might be remembering. Yeah, I think it was like $2.25 or
something. Right,
it's
like $2 a scoop and then another scoop's $1. And
I just wanted to clarify one thing. We're talking about club level and concierge and suites. Celebrity has a class called Concierge Class, C1, C2, C3 usually if you're looking at a deck plan. These are not the same level as what you guys are talking about. So the Concierge Class, I've stayed in that before. It's got a couple perks, but it gets nothing like what you were talking about.
I saw people's keys. I saw their room keys. They would say Concierge
right.
Class on them.
That's different. So that means there's one concierge that we can access, that all of the cabins can. We got a couple of special invites throughout the week to maybe go to, you know, the helipad to watch, you know. So there was some certain things. We did get a tray of snacks each day, but it is not at all the same level. So if you see those and you think it's going to get all these sweet perks that Kevin was talking about, it's not. It's a different level there.
Our butler, whose name was, it was spelled Eli, E-L-I, but he pronounced it Ellie. He pronounced it Equinox too, though. He would call us a couple times a day. Do you need anything? And I would think, no, I don't need anything. Yeah. I'm doing fine.
It sounds just like my genie.
Right.
No one came and made us drinks in our room.
Or though. Brought us gifts.
Yeah, we didn't have any
so
gifts.
So I still win with
you
this.
You do win.
Okay, good, good. So this is the Tracy Was Right show, and I still win.
Tracy wins,
best
and she's
day
right.
ever.
The best part is I get to edit this. I get to tell Craig.
So
what
I can
to
say whatever I want now. So you all will not hear this, but I will have the satisfaction of knowing I was right.
Again, loved it. We've already rebooked for another cruise on Celebrity.
I'm so relieved. So glad.
And if you are hesitant about sailing out of Miami, Miami is a very easy cruise terminal.
And your ship is being redone. The ship that you're on, the Equinox or Equinox, depending on who you're asking, in May of 19, it's set for a full makeover.
Which is unbelievable because it was beautiful.
Yeah, and it's getting a full makeover. They're giving it all, I think they're giving them all kind of the edge treatment, I think is what they're doing. But
I forgot what we rebooked on. Did we rebook on the...
We rebooked on an itinerary that excited me greatly. You start in Los Angeles, and you go down to San Diego, and then you go up the California coast.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that
and
one.
And you go to Monterey and Santa Barbara, and that didn't seem to excite John. It excited everybody else in our group.
I feel like I could drive to those places. That's why.
Ken?
Would.
Right. Didn't we talk about that on another show?
Yeah.
Just because you can walk doesn't mean you would walk. Exactly. Same idea.
Excellent. Any last thoughts about Celebrity before we go?
I think for the longest time, Celebrity in my mind was older and dressier and more stuffy.
Talk about that for a minute. The dress code. We were, I would say casual every night, mm-hmm. except for two nights they had what they called elegant chic or
elegant extra fancy or something like that.
And even then it was like, we're afraid, what should we wear? And he's like, we're slacks and a college
However, it was a suggestion and not a requirement.
Right. They have seriously slacked on the dress code because up until fairly recently in the cruise world, they were like tuxes, ball gowns. So there's still some diehards. And if you watch on formal night or whatever they're calling it now, there was some tuxes and some full, you know, I love watching that. That does nothing to change my experience with the cruise. I'm not going to dress like that. I'm casual. That's the way I like to be. I'm comfortable. And, you know,
but
I was pleasantly
relegated to the buffet.
Exactly. And I was pleasantly surprised by that, too.
Yeah.
That's important, right?
You couldn't wear a bathing suit. The same rules that apply in other restaurants. You couldn't wear a hat. You couldn't wear a collarless t-shirt.
Yep.
You couldn't wear shorts to dinner. But other than that, there were no restrictions in any of the restaurants we went to.
Excellent. All right. So wrap it up. Try Celebrity. We thought it was great. You can book through Dreams Unlimited Travel. We give you a shipboard credit. And you also get one of our gift bags, our things you didn't know you needed cruise gift bag. You can write to Tracy. Tracy is our resident celebrity expert, TracyH@DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com. Or you can write to me and I will see if I will give it to Tracy.
Forward your email to Tracy.
And I will just forward it to Tracy.
And if you already have a Dreams agent that you're using, just check with them. You know, I'm sure we have some, we do have some other agents that book Celebrity as well. So if you have a regular Dreams agent, be sure to check with them as well and see if they're booking Celebrity. Right.
That's good advice for anything. A lot of people see these shows and they write to us to book their vacation. Go to your agent first because a lot of times they'll book that type of vacation for you.
And we have a team of great agents. So
just don't hesitate with this. Don't be put off by its past.
And keep in mind what we said about the clientele. If nightlife is important to you, because I know my parents had gone with friends of theirs earlier this year and my parents really liked it and their friends thought the same thing. There wasn't enough for them to do. There wasn't enough of a nightlife. There wasn't. I don't know what they're missing because that's not the kind of thing that I look for on a cruise. So keep in mind what we said about that because you know what you're interested in doing.
Now, I did see the nightclub. However, I was not near the nightclub at the time it would be open.
Right.
Every time I went by it, it was closed. So, but again, it's not the kind of thing. I wouldn't do that on any ship I was going.
We love sitting. Like there was one gentleman, he ended up being on both of our cruises, and he sat with his guitar each evening. We sought him out because he would sit and sing with his guitar, and he was amazing. That's what we like to do. Sit with a drink, listen to the guy playing music, sing along if you want. So, you know, it's not for everybody. So keep in mind what we said about clientele.
One more thing. Something exciting happened on this cruise. We had a female captain.
Oh, yeah.
And she was extraordinarily visible. Mm-hmm. I did not realize it, but when we got on the ship, she greeted everyone that got on the ship. When we got off the ship, she said goodbye
to
everyone.
She took the gangway and said goodbye to every guest.
Mm-hmm. And posed for pictures. There were several times when... And she was a beautiful woman. There were several different times during the cruise where she was in the shopping area and they sold sailor caps. And she would pose for a picture and sign them. She was very, very accessible and very friendly. And she had an announcement every day and a little bit of trivia. And I can tell you that on several days, you would get in the elevator and everybody would be talking about what was the trivia question. Did anyone know the trivia question? I thought that was kind of a cool touch that doesn't really...
She was cute.
You know, it's just a neat thing. I've never had a female captain.
Different. Excellent. Try Celebrity. We highly, highly recommend it for sure.
Tracy was right.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you, everybody home for listening and watching. We truly appreciate it. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.